Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, let's unpack this. I want you to imagine you're a fire lieutenant inside a burning house.
Right. Highly stressful situation.
Exactly. And the fire looks small, but suddenly your heart pounds, your palms start to sweat, and a voice in your head just screams at you to get out. So you order an evacuation, and like seconds later, the floor collapses.
Which is just wild.
It is. And for centuries, we called that magic, you know, a sixth sense. But today, we're doing a deep dive into history, cognitive psychology, and neuroscience to answer one real mission. What exactly is a gut feeling, and can you actually trust it?
Yeah, that question has actually sparked a centuries-old war in philosophy. I mean, you had thinkers like Spinoza arguing that the gut feeling intuition basically was the absolute highest form of human intellect.
Like some kind of divine connection to absolute truth.
Right, exactly. And then Kant stepped in and said, well, no, human minds are rigidly step by step.
Yeah.
He believed instant intuition was literally physically impossible for us.
Yeah, and for a long time, pop psychology kind of tried to split the difference, right? Claiming intuition was just this rare personality trait.
Yeah, the whole Myers-Briggs thing.
Yeah. We've all seen those MBTI tests categorizing people strictly as intuitives versus sensors.
Right, but science has actually had to drag pop psychology kicking and screaming away from that MBTI framework. Intuition isn't an exclusive trait you either have or just completely lack.
So it's not a fixed personality type.
No, not at all. Psychology today relies on dual process theory, which basically proves intuition is a universal cognitive mode. Like, we all operate on two systems.
Okay, break those down for us.
So system one is fast, it's totally unconscious, and it burns almost zero energy. And system two is your analytical brain, which is slow, deliberate, and highly energy expensive.
Okay, I've got to push back slightly on that, though. If it's not a trait, and we all have the exact same system one, why do some people seem almost psychic in their intuition, while others are just completely oblivious?
That's a really good question.
Because I like to think of it as system one being the brain's hyperactive autopilot, and system two is the lazy manual override.
That's a great analogy. And it really comes down to a trait called openness to experience.
Oh, okay.
When people high in that trait don't have a different system one, their brains are just more willing to, you know, lower the barrier between the unconscious and conscious mind.
So they just let the info through.
Right. They allow those symbolic associative leaps to surface faster, instead of just filtering them out. But to really understand how that autopilot steers us, we have to look at the brain's physical hardware.
Because system one isn't just a metaphor, it's actually biological.
Oh, absolutely. You can physically measure it. What's fascinating here is the Iowa gambling task, which just proves this beautifully.
The card deck experiment.
Yeah. So researchers gave participants four decks of cards, some secretly rigged to cause massive losses. And it took people about 80 hands to consciously realize which decks were bad.
80 hands is a lot of trial and error.
It is. But by hand, 10. Their bodies were already reacting. The ventromedial prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that bridges pure logic with physical emotion, it started generating these somatic markers.
Like physical symptoms?
Literally, yeah. The brain signaled the sweat glands, and their palms began sweating whenever they hovered over the rigged decks.
That is crazy. So the body physically knew 70 hands before the conscious brain had a clue.
It did. And the engine driving this whole early warning system is the basal ganglia, a structure deep in the brain that just constantly scans for patterns.
And it runs on a chemical feedback loop, right, using dopamine and acetylcholine.
Exactly.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Because I like to think of dopamine and acetylcholine like the gas and brakes of a high-speed biological machine.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Dopamine is the gas pedal. It gives you a quick chemical reward when it recognizes a familiar pattern of danger or success.
And acetylcholine?
Acetylcholine is the brakes, or like the reset button. It hits the brakes when a totally new scenario appears, so your brain can actually pay attention and learn a new pattern.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it. When dopamine signals a pattern match, your brain translates that chemical hit into a physical sensation.
Like a literal pit in your stomach.
Yeah. Which brings us right back to our fire lieutenant. He thought he had ESP, but his basal ganglia was actually just hitting the gas on danger.
Okay. So going back to Gary Klein's recognition prime decision model, that fire lieutenant case.
Right. His subconscious was just matching data points. The room was too hot for a small kitchen fire, and the floor was actually muffling the sound.
Which are classic signs of a massive basement fire.
Exactly. His system one processed that instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture, relying purely on that system carries severe risks.
Ah, the dark side of the autopilot.
Yeah, those exact same heuristics, those fast associative leaps, they're actually the root of cognitive bias.
Because System 1 doesn't care about facts, it only cares about patterns.
Which is why people so easily fall for conspiracy theories. A wild theory might bypass the analytical system 2 entirely, simply because the narrative feels true to the gut.
Wow. Yeah, the dopamine hits, the pattern feels familiar, and the brain just accepts it as reality without doing the expensive step-by-step logic.
Right. It's cheap and it's fast.
So what does this all mean? Wrapping this up for you listening, your intuition is a biological imperative. It is a high-speed pattern recognition engine, not magic. You can absolutely trust your gut, but only in areas where you've rigorously trained that pattern recognition.
Yeah, it's your brain's ultimate survival tool, provided you know when to engage your analytical mind.
Which leaves us with a fascinating final question for you to mull over. If intuition physically registers in your body through those somatic markers, you know, the sweaty palms, the racing heart, long before your conscious brain understands why, could improving your physical fitness and bodily awareness actually make you a smarter decision maker? If you tune up the physical hardware, does the autopilot get sharper? Definitely something to chew on.